But we're blessed tonight. Not only were we blessed on the music set, but we're blessed on the talk set to have a brilliant lady, another brilliant guest who's come to share from her experiences and hopefully help somebody who's still walking around in darkness to come out of that darkness into God's marvelous light. Help us welcome to the Atlanta Live talk set Pastor Kanzaita Twyman. Welcome to Atlanta Live.
Welcome.
Hey, good to have you here tonight.
Good to have you with us.
Amen.
This nice evening.
Amen. Now, tell us a little bit about you. You reside currently in the Atlanta area, is that right?
Yes.
This home?
No, I'm originally from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Born and raised.
Now, what part of the city are you in now?
Right now, we're in South Fulton.
South Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You like it here?
Yeah, I'm growing on it.
Oh, okay. Well, just give it a little time.
Let's do this. Do you know the difference between 20, 285, and 75?
Yes, I do.
Well,
I do.
You learn your way.
25
right.
circles,
yeah.
20 shoots straight across.
Yeah, you've learned your way
yes.
very well. But I think what you have to share with us tonight is so important because you, like other guests that we've had, are speaking from your experiences. And that's the best testimony. You can't really tell me what you don't know.
Right.
You can't really tell me. You can mimic somebody else, but it's a difference when you say that. Now, let me tell you, because I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your life has... Although it's, like you say, I don't look like what I've been through. You've had quite a torrid life, a storied life. You've had some disappointing, some ups and some downs in your life, but you're still here. And not only that, you've overcome.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and what led up to this book that we want to talk about that God has authored in your spirit. What brought that about?
You know, Pastor, it has been an extremely challenging.
Okay.
Life is challenging.
It is. Yeah,
you know, and when people talk as though it's nothing to life, they just don't understand that there really is life. And that's how the book came about.
Okay.
Because I was there. Someone that was challenged with low self-esteem.
All
someone
right.
that was challenged with sexual abuse.
All right.
You know,
right.
domestic violence.
All
coming
right.
from a violent lifestyle.
All
you
right.
know, someone that came down the path of destruction
yes.
on substance abuse.
Substance
you know,
abuse. Yeah.
in and out of the penitentiary.
Yeah.
But I'm here to let someone know
My
today.
Love.
That they can be delivered
right.
and set free. And you can celebrate
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
But I've come to realize
yeah.
that the only way I was able to really celebrate life
yeah.
was through Christ.
Right.
See, I had to die.
Yes, amen.
Candy had to die so Kanzaita
yeah.
could live.
Amen.
And it was only through the power of God. I'm real clear that man didn't save me.
Oh, no.
God saved me.
Amen.
I am a living testimony, just evidence.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, you sound like you had a true transformation.
Yes.
Real deliverance took place. But also what I hear in your voice is forgiveness.
Yes.
I hear forgiveness in your voice because to go down that path you're talking about, abuse, you know, lack of self-esteem, just being told you were nobody.
Right.
And to find in yourself that God had called you to be something special. And to hear God's voice, react to it, and find yourself where you're at today. A beautiful woman of God, pastoring, preaching, and teaching His word, and actually authoring something that will be relevant to people that needs help the most. Tell us a little bit about what celebrate life means to you.
Whew, change.
Oh, well,
I had to come to grips with the fact that change I must.
All right.
Or die I will.
Mm-hmm.
I had to begin to comprehend exactly what was going on with me.
All right.
But not only did I have to comprehend it, I had to go through the process of identifying some things and confessing some things to receive the forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, from the Lord Jesus Christ, just as David said, I sinned and I've sinned against the Lord only.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and so being able to comprehend that God is able
mm-hmm.
to lift you up, Yeah. You know, I used to hear in the old Baptist church, he lift me up and turn me around, place my feet on solid ground. Yeah. That thing is true.
It is true.
That thing is real.
Oh,
it's really real.
He's a Baptist preacher, so don't get him too excited.
He's able to lift you up and turn you around. But I had to come to realize that first I had to comprehend what had transpired to me. Why this thing happened to me. And I really had to become free to talk about the trauma.
Yeah.
To talk about how I felt.
Yeah.
Then I had to be willing to commit to something I didn't even see. Yeah. See, and I think that's what happens a lot of times today. People can't see God.
You're speaking faith.
Yes.
Shifted on me. I saw you shifted. Yeah. You shifted on me.
Yes,
and I saw you
Pastor.
Going for forgiveness to faith.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I think that that's all true. But I also think that we are at different stages.
Mm-hmm.
In our Christian walk.
Yes.
And because somebody hadn't comprehended that level yet, doesn't mean that they're bad. They're just not at that point yet. I have totally made up my mind this year that I'm going to lift folks up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
Amen.
Me. Mm-hmm. Totally made up my mind. Because all of us, there's a preacher in our church, Reverend Armstrong, says we're all under construction.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we are, we're still under construction. But God took that drug abuse, that forgiveness that you had to forgive yourself first, you know, and then forgive others and not blame others for your condition, but start looking at what do I do to get out of this and move. So God then has laid on your heart this book, The 13 Seeds to Spiritual Wellness. Pull one of them out and tell me about one of them, if you will.
That one called that's identified as change.
Okay.
I come to realize that there's a process to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happens with people, and I know what happened to me, is that I really believe that I could not change, that there was no hope.
Uh-huh.
I was, this is who I am, and this is what I'm gonna be, and there's no hope for me.
Yeah.
Until, and she's a part of my testimony.
All right.
An older woman that used to have these groups in a methadone clinic.
All right.
And she would always drop a word on me. You gonna be somebody
Hallelujah.
One day.
Yeah. I feel that.
You gonna be somebody one day.
Don't get
started. She used to always tell me that.
Amen.
Be somebody.
And one day.
Yes.
I went to her small group.
Mm-hmm.
And change came.
Praise God.
Change came. And I went and allowed the power of God to work in and through me at a residential faith-based program, Teen Challenge.
Yes.
It's been around forever. Been around forever. And I began to study his word because I've come to realize that I was contemplating. I was in a pre-contemplating stage, not knowing, didn't have any hope.
All right.
But she spoke hope in my spirit, and that's what I'm about today. Hope, Pastor, you told me you see faith. It's all about the level of faith, the
Amen.
Measure that he's already
Amen.
Given us.
Amen.
But I had to learn
Amen.
How to activate it.
Amen.
And I've come to realize if I stay focused, if I stay on course and activate my faith, I can't be nothing but faithful in the power of God and being willing to consistently allow the Lord to change me. Because as you said, Pastor, we are under construction consistently,
That's right.
which is one of the words,
That's right.
being consistent in this walk.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Must be consistent. In this walk.
That's right.
I am here to let somebody know you ain't ever got to go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Paul said. Paul
Amen.
Said you ain't never got to go
forget
back.
Forget those things. Yes, ma'am.
Never got to go back.
That's right.
If you're were consistent.
That's right.
In the things of God. And when we become consistent, in the, it doesn't matter
all
what
right.
state you may
Amen.
Be in. It
Amen.
Does, this is the year
Amen.
To propel.
Amen.
God said,
come on
that
out
this
of Egypt.
Is the year
That's right.
to propel.
That's
it
right.
doesn't matter what
Where
situation you,
yeah.
you may be
That's
in.
Right. That's
it
right.
doesn't matter.
Well, I am so glad to hear you say that, because that's the reality of gospel.
Yes.
That's the good news of gospel, part of the good news. And nowadays, it has to be presented in such a sugar-coated and rambunctious manner until the message, the simple, clear message of deliverance and healing and transformation gets clouded and even a lot of times talked down.
Mm-hmm.
Because folks can't believe it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
But when you believe, and you said something to me too, said something a minute ago that kind of touched, when we a lot of times hear of people being saved in church or at somebody's house or prayer meeting, but saved in a methadone
you
meeting.
Honey,
let me tell you. Let me tell y'all, pastors. Let me tell you.
Amen.
I had been on methadone for 11 years.
My
you know,
goodness.
You hear the myths.
Yeah.
You lose all your teeth. All mine's are real.
All right.
I still
Amen.
Got them.
Amen.
All right. You know, you lose all your teeth. You lose this. You. But I tell you, the woman,
All
Catherine
right.
Bagar.
All right.
That woman prayed for me.
All right.
I'm telling you. And she sent me to detox.
All
and
right.
it was 4 o'clock in the a.m.
Right.
And may I mind you that I rise every morning at 4 a.m. for
All
prayer,
right.
praise, and worship.
Amen.
All right.
As opposed
That's
to
your
a
point of time.
Dose.
That's your
yes.
point of time.
4 a.m. It was 4 a.m. And I was in the restroom at a detox center.
My goodness.
And the Spirit of the Living God came upon
Thank
me.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Me. I'm telling
Thank
you.
Thank God for the Holy
I'm
Ghost.
I'm telling you, Pastor.
Come on now.
You better
Amen.
Know that you
Amen.
Know that you know. He is a deliverer.
Yes,
he is.
He's not a part-time God.
No. And the world cannot sink you
yes.
to a point or a place where the presence of God cannot meet you and restore you
yes.
to where he would have
that's
you
right,
be.
Pastor.
That is such a wonderful thing. And that's such a wonderful assurance, because it's not just about what we say and about the testimony. I never forget there are thousands, if not millions, of people tuned in right now. And there's some that's hurting. There's yeah. some that's down. You know, God has given me a special love for those that are down. You know, too many, often we pass by them, and if you can't keep up with everybody else, you just left behind. But somebody has to have a heart for those that are down. And I'm blown away by how God has totally transformed your life from one of low to no self-esteem to one where you now are helping others find their way. You know, and I think that's more than anything else is what God has especially given you a passion for.
Mm.
Because you can tell that story like nobody else can.
Nobody
because you've lived your story. You're telling
yes.
your testimony.
Yes.
Now tell us, how can we get in touch with you to get our hands on this book, Celebrate Life, 13 Seeds to Spiritual Wellness, a participant's guide. So this is interaction. There are
yes.
things, questions, and things you work with
yes.
in each one of these 13 subjects or areas. How do folks get in touch with you?
DivineExchange.org.
Okay, Divine
yeah, DivineExchange.org.
Now, that's easy enough.
DivineExchange.org.
And there's information there that will lead them to learn
lead
how to get
them
this.
Right to the book.
Well, I just want to tell you, I we've just been blown away
yes,
with your presence
excited.
Up in here tonight. And I encourage you to keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Keep telling the story, because there's still somebody down in the valley trying to get home.
Yes.
God bless you so much. We thank you again so much for sharing and being a wonderful guest up in here tonight. Now we're getting ready to go to the phones and listen to the prayer reports and praise report from those of you who've called in. Let's go there now, please.